I'm Deb Knight, and welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2024. Investors might have been hoping for another record high today, but they will have to wait. Cooler conditions from US markets saw the ASX start the day in the red, and that's where it stayed. The ASX 200 eventually finished the day down 31 points, or 0.4%, to 7,780, with all but two sectors down. And it was comments from the head of Australia's biggest bank that had a few ears pricked today. CommBank CEO Matt Comyn was appearing at the Australian Financial Review's Banking Summit today. And with property prices and housing the hot topic of debate right now, he did have some ideas for the future. On the wish list for the bank boss is an income tax cut for workers earning less than $300,000 to just 30%. He also thinks an entire rethink is needed on payroll taxes and stamp duties paid to state governments, with a tech giant levy also needed. Matt Comyn also proposed a rise in the GST and the abolition of personal income tax deductions. Bold plans, which I'm not sure many politicians would have the stomach for, frankly. But he wasn't the only bank head offering up ideas for the nation. NAB's Ross McEwan wants to see more focus on growing the economic pie rather than working out how it's distributed, while Westpac's Peter King wants an extension to parliamentary terms to help implement long-term reforms. Big ideas. Not much inward thinking, though, or talk of change to the behaviour of the banks themselves. And you can bet your bottom dollar the banks won't be advocating for any change to their own profits for the greater good anytime soon. Let's start with the sliders today, and it was the tech companies doing a lot of the damage. WiseTech Global fell 2.3%, Xero dropped 2.7%, and NextDC was down 0.9%. The Seven Group's fight for construction materials company Boral is heating up, but it's not going the way they planned. That's contributed to shares dropping more than 4% to $39.62. Toll road operator Atlas Arteria hit a boom gate today, down more than 5% to $5.07. A rise in oil prices helped the energy sector, with Woodside rising 1%, Santos up 0.4%, and Beach jumping 2.9%. Advanced plans for a demerger of Premier Investments, including its Smiggle and Peter Alexander brands, saw its shares up 4.4% to $32. There were also rises of more than 1% for Brambles, Northern Star Resources, and Fisher & Paykel. To the currency markets, the Aussie dollar has marginally lifted, now buying 65.4 US cents. $1 is also worth 51.7 British pence, 99 Japanese yen, and $1.08 New Zealand. The gold price is steady at US $2,171 an ounce. Iron ore futures are down to 105 US a tonne, with analysts predicting this is around the right mark for the commodity heading into the future. Brent crude oil lifted over US $86 a barrel, and Bitcoin has resumed its rally, with OneCoin now buying 107,818 Aussie dollars. Now, we keep hearing about how tough everyone's doing it with the cost of living squeeze, but that's all out the window this Easter, according to the latest numbers from Finder. The two-thirds of Aussies who will celebrate the extra long, long weekend are gearing up for a serious spending spree. The average person is set to fork out $1,185 on chocolate, food, eating out, and other festivities, adding up to $4.4 billion, with a spend on an Easter getaway, so flights and accommodation, up 40% more on last year. People are, however, looking for more bang for their buck when it comes to the Easter splurge. And here's a tip if you love your chocolate. The eggs that haven't sold will be going very cheap after the long weekend, usually half price. Someone's got to eat them. Tonight on the show, the scammers now have lucrative superannuation nest eggs in their sights and a look at a frightening jump in potential victims. We'll also dive into the fight over the minimum wage heating up, with the unions now demanding more. Plus, I'll tell you why the Easter Bunny might be running at a loss this weekend. That's all at 7 p.m. tonight on your radio, via streaming, or in your podcast feed. I'm Deb Knight. I'll speak to you then.